Illegal immigrants may be flowing into much of the nation, but they're apparently fleeing Arizona. In fact, legal immigrants are leaving the state, too. Arizona has passed a series of laws restricting services and making it tougher to find jobs. So over the next 3 days, we're going to introduce you to three Arizona men influencing the debate over illegal immigration. One makes the laws. One is fighting those laws. We start with a man enforcing the laws at all costs.
These demonstrators have placards, I'm a Nazi, KKK. But you know what? The more they go after me, the more I go in their face.
Joe Arpaio of Maricopa County is dubbed America's toughest sheriff. NPR's Ted Robbins has his story.
If you want to know the man his fans call Sheriff Joe, you might want to start at one of his jails, the place called Tent City. It's Joe Arpaio's most famous invention, a vast open-air annex in South Phoenix that houses 2,000 prisoners. They live outside, sleeping on cots in hundreds of old canvas tents in the broiling summer heat and the chilly desert winter. It looks like a Korean War-era army camp. The idea is to make life tough and humiliating. Inmate Stephen Pleasant models the sheriff's fashion creation, a black and white striped uniform usually worn over pink underwear.
So yeah, you got pink thermals and black striped.
We're short on the thermals. We don't have any thermals yet. 5 a.m, we'll be there getting our bottoms.
For food, the sheriff serves inmates green, as in fetid, bologna sandwiches. Sheriff Joe Arpaio's policies are either innovative or a throwback to harsher times. Either way, his tactics and his colorful personality have kept him in the news pretty much since he took office in 1993.
Everything I do is publicized. When I go to the toilet, they publicize it. You do know that. So I'm being a little sarcastic, but it shows whatever I do, they pretty well publicize it, especially if it's controversial.
What the sheriff doesn't say is that he often seeks that publicity, even calling a news conference recently in a central Phoenix parking lot to announce ahead of time a crime suppression operation.
I want everybody to know about this. Maybe they won't be violating the laws if they knew that we're going to catch them.
He says it's to catch all criminals, but the headline on the sheriff's news release narrows it down a bit. It says illegal immigrant arrests expected. Illegal immigrants are Joe Arpaio's latest target, especially in this neighborhood. For months, it's been the site of protests over day laborers, often illegal immigrants, who line the streets looking for work.
If we come across any illegal aliens during the course of this operation, they will be arrested and put in jail.
Arrested using another of the sheriff's innovations, he's taken a state law intended for human smugglers and used it to arrest any illegal immigrant for smuggling themselves. His is the only agency in the state using the law that way.
Juan, come here, sir.
Down at the county jail, which houses prisoners from a number of jurisdictions in the Phoenix area, Arpaio employs one more tactic. When someone is booked on any charge, they are taken to a row of computers hooked into the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, database.
What's the first three of your Social Security? Of what country are you a national or citizen of?
United States.
Sheriff's Deputy Amy Kuhn is one of 160 Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies trained to enforce federal immigration law. The sheriff says since last May, more than 7,000 illegal immigrants have been detained for ICE this way. According to the agreement with ICE, prisoners are only supposed to be held on immigration charges if they were arrested for something else first. But on this night, at least one illegal immigrant was arrested for simply being a passenger in a car that was stopped. Arpaio justifies his practices.
We put the holds on them so they won't be released back to the streets. We do that since the cops will not do it.
That was a dig at the Phoenix Police Department, which has a policy of not asking citizenship on arrest, an immigrant-friendly policy now under review because public opinion has turned against immigrants. And if there's one thing Sheriff Joe Arpaio is sensitive to, it's public opinion. Michael Lacey is executive editor of Phoenix New Times, an alternative weekly paper. He says the sheriff wasn't always so gung-ho on arresting illegal immigrants.
He's got a very famous quote about he wasn't going to be busting corn vendors or Mexicans on the street looking for work. and that there were real criminals out there. But he discovered that there were votes in going after Mexicans, and he switched his policy 180 degrees.
New Times may be the only media outlet Arpaio won't talk to.
What's the new? Is that porno magazine you're talking about, the weekly paper they have to give away free?
It's the paper that has relentlessly attacked the sheriff's policies for years, pointing out millions of dollars the county has paid to former inmates or their families over mistreatment charges, and publishing the sheriff's home address for a story on his real estate deals. That got Lacey and his co-publisher arrested last fall, along with an order to hand over the email addresses of everyone who visited the paper's website. The order and the charges were dropped. Lacey and New Times are suing the sheriff and the county attorney.
What made them think they could get away with it is because they have been gradually getting away with it for years here. Okay, you begin with prisoners. Okay, then you move on to Mexicans. Then you move on to editors and reporters.
Arpaio's opponents, like civil rights activist and former Democratic state legislator Alfredo Gutierrez, say Joe Arpaio is out of control.
The sheriff is a sad clown, but unfortunately he's a sad clown with horrible power.
But listen to one of the speeches he frequently gives, weaving his personal story with the issues. And you can see why Joe Arpaio keeps getting reelected.
Born and raised in Springfield, Massachusetts, my mother and father came from Italy, legally.
This is the community center at Leisure World, a retirement community in conservative Mesa. And Joe Arpaio, himself 75 years old, is tapped into his audience.
We don't train our officers to speak Spanish to talk to them. They're in the United States of America, and they're in my jail, so they're going to learn English.
These are the people who reelect the sheriff, voters like Betty Wilson and Donna Kerr.
I think he's wonderful. He's tough and puts those kids in jail.
I think he's just down to earth and doing what he really needs to do.
Sheriff Joe's approval ratings have been falling a bit, down from an astronomical 80% to somewhere in the 60s. But most analysts think he'll probably get elected for the fifth time in November. Ted Robbins, NPR News.